This is the Good Things Guy podcast with myself, Brendan Dekeuw, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy. I'm on a mission to change what the world pays attention to. I truly believe that there's good news all around us, and I spend my time hunting down and reporting on the best good news stories from South Africa and the world. In the Good Things Guy podcast, you'll meet these everyday heroes and hear their incredible stories. Moffy is a 29 South African British biographical war romantic drama film written and directed by Oliver Hermanus. I am absolutely disappointed that I didn't make the premiere, but from what I've seen online, from what I've seen on the conversations, this is a serious movie that needed to be told, that needed to be shown, and the South African market seems very susceptible to the message that it's sending. I have no idea who did your marketing, who came up with the PR idea, but I've seen celebrities trending all over South Africa, telling their story about what Moffy means to them and what the word Moffy means to them. Saying that word makes me cringe a little bit. Obviously, I'm gay and I have the history as well. But I'm excited to have you guys in studio to chat about the movie, being a part of it now that it's in South Africa. I've got Rikus Veenant-Hilton and Sean that have joined me on the Good Things Guy Jackpot. Obviously, this is all about the good things. We want to figure out where we have the good things in this movie. It's a hard topic, and from what I understand, it's a hard show. But there is a good thing there. We're going to figure that out now. Welcome to the studio, gents.
Thank you so much.
How are we feeling about the movie?
So I want to start by saying, like, I also cringed a lot with the word when I used to say it. But now I've said it a couple of times, and I'm like, Moffy, 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 Moffy. And then it gets better, because that's also what we're trying to do with this film. We're trying to take that power away. We try and deactivate what it has. And yes, Moffy, Moffy, Moffy.
So, I mean, I've got a little bit of a background about the Moffy movie. And it's set in a time in South Africa when people were conscripted into the army. And the main character is dealing with being different. And it's a hard thing to face. I mean, I remember being in school and being different. But at least I could go home at the end of the day. This is a very tough thing and a tough subject to approach, yeah?
It was a time in South Africa where any kind of difference was frowned upon, and you were so told what to believe and how to act and what masculinity was. And if you stepped out of that border that was created for you in any way, there was very kind of intense reactions to that. Yeah, it's a dangerous story.
I speak about the marketing and the PR that you guys have done around the word. I don't think the word's become any easier or any better.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think it's still relevant, and it's still being used in a hateful way today. Obviously, the circumstances are different, but the word is still being used. And no matter who you are, whether you're gay or whether you're different or whether you just don't fit into a hyper-masculine environment, the word still applies to you and you can still relate to it. I think everyone in South Africa has a way of relating to that experience.
And Hilton, yourself, getting involved in the movie, what was that like?
Incredible, incredible experience. I feel very lucky to be a part of it. Incredible director and really amazing to work with as an actor. It was a long audition process. We all auditioned for 3 or 4 different characters. It was 2 years, a lot of chemistry reads, a lot of rehearsals. Yeah, it was an extremely long process.
And afterwards, if we take it for what it is now, has the movie stayed with you?
Yeah, I mean, we've been working tirelessly on the film for about over a year now, and even after the film aired, you know, we've been working a lot on the marketing and talking about the film and trying to spread the word and make sure that the conversation is happening.
Well, I can tell you for free and for nothing, the conversation is definitely happening.
That's good.
If I see sort of all the videos that are on social media and what people are speaking about, we have a couple of the Jacaranda hosts as well that got involved and did their videos on what Moffy means to them. Actually, I get a lump in my throat when I have to say it, so I haven't seen the movie yet, and I'm excited to see what it really digs into and what the outcome is. Tell me about your guy's role in the movie.
I play Sneyman, Neil Sneyman. He's kind of the guy that gives in to the system at that time. It's sink or swim, you know, and he is kind of walking in the shadow of his brothers who were all conscripted and they're all doing well in the army, and there's that patriotic feeling of joining the army and doing something for your country. And as he goes in, the only way for him to really succeed is to really go all out, you know, and accept the ideologies and try and become that hyper-masculine version, you know. So, and that's also a thing with these characters, that you'll see it in the film where the characters that are different. Their pain comes through like the quiet moments, right? And you'll see the characters that kind of try and show off, and you know, those masculine type of characters, they use a lot of words, they use a lot of performance to kind of prove that they are this thing that the army wants them to be. But like, are they really? You know, yeah. They're all struggling to be that. And that, I think, is also cool about the film, that yes, it follows the character of Nicholas that is gay, but that word is used against gay soldiers, heterosexual soldiers. You know, it's everyone. If you don't hit that form of masculinity that they want you to be, then you're a morphy. That's just how it is.
So, it's the morphy is almost the being different. That's what it's sort of about.
Yes, yeah. And being less. And that's the thing, right?
Yeah, that hurts.
It
does. To hear it like that hurts.
Yeah. And everyone felt it. You know, if you cannot reach that point, then you're less. And that's the shared experience that they have. That's also just bringing back to the research that we've done. I've spoken to some of my uncles who were conscripted, and some of them say that they hate, like, Otsur and the army base so much, they don't even want to fly over there. You know, they have such a hate relationship with that because of this pain and trauma that they've...
I guess, I mean, we're all pretty young, and we've never had to face the idea of being conscripted or going into the army. And whether that means that you're gay or different, we've never had to deal with that head on.
Yes.
I do believe, though, that as South Africans and as the millennials or exennials or whatever title we fit into, we still deal with these problems day to day. The world's a very tough place, and I think South Africa is still definitely finding its feet in the new generation in the future. If you think of the world over, I mean, Australia only got marriage signed off a couple of years ago in the gay world. So I think there's a space for growth for everybody.
You know, for me, like, when I was younger, I used to be called a morphy and stuff. And then started acting and stuff. I started working in this bubble where everyone's accepting, everyone is really, like actually enhancing you. And then the other day, like 2 weeks ago, I went to Stellenbosch with one of my friends. And we were standing outside in the middle of the night, and there were a car who drove past and shouted stuff at us. Ugh. I can't repeat it. And I was so shocked. I was so shocked. And I couldn't believe it. Like, it's 2020. And these guys, like, and they didn't stop to have a conversation or anything. They just shouted and they'd left. But, you know, like, Hendrik, one of the other actors, said it so nicely the other day. And he said, it's not a reflection on us. It's a reflection on them. And you have to think of it like that.
Yeah, so, I mean, you mentioned a couple of things there. The first off is living in a bubble, right? Mm. So during school, I'd never come out until I'd finished school. And that first year of varsity, it was like living in a dreamland. I mean, Melville at the time had the best bars, the best clubs. The group of people that I surrounded myself with was absolutely incredible. And I created the safe bubble for myself. But every now and then, you know, whenever you feel it's time to celebrate being gay, someone will tell you that they can't bake your cake for you. That's what it kind of comes down to. People shouting. If I speak to anybody who's in the LGBT community, if you haven't been shouted at from a car, if someone hasn't called you a fag from a car, you haven't really lived. It really happens to everybody. And that is, it's in 2020, which is crazy. Crazy. What are you guys hoping to achieve, right? So the movie's now... the premieres happened in South Africa. I did mention this off air that it actually premiered last year on the Circuit Festival. So it's already got a great reception globally. It's time for South African audiences to jump in as well. But what do we really expect, and what are we hoping for when someone has seen the movie?
To give them a sense of understanding from where we came from, and hopefully to change what we're doing now. To understand that it didn't just happen 40 years ago or 100 years ago, it's still happening, and you're blind if you don't see that. It's say, no, it's not happening, it's not here. And we need to work towards accepting everyone, you know, saying, however you are, you're not enough. You are enough. It doesn't matter what you look like. If you're not that, as Vaynant said, you're not that masculine guy, so what? You're enough. You're still you. You're unique. And that's just what I'd hope for the audience to live for, is to accept everyone as they are. It's like, I'm going to change the subject or whatever. Like, when I laugh, it's like, I don't, you know, I look ugly when I laugh, But I'm happy. I'm happy doing it.
Who came up with that? I mean, did you come up with that yourself?
No. Okay. It's people told me, okay, whoa, don't get new people,
bro.
And I mean, even just for that, I know that hurt me. And if we can just change that and then get bigger, and then any differences, we need to put that aside. We need to move forward. And I know it's hard, but I mean, that's what I hope for this film does, is to get everybody together.
So, I mean, my whole 2020, maybe 2019 vibe is to be kinder and to love louder. The world's a very, very broken place. Mm-hmm. And we rarely know what someone else is walking on their journey. We rarely know what they're going through, what baggage they're carrying around. And you've just spoken about your life. That's the most awful thing I've ever heard. If anybody ever says that to you again, I hope you don't use violence, but maybe laugh a little bit louder. And if you ever catch yourself saying that to your own self in the mirror, then there's a bigger problem. Society has a way of embedding itself in your subconscious. And we need to root all of that stuff out so that we can love ourselves, and then we can start loving each other a lot more. I'm getting very philosophical. Mm-hmm. Very philosophical. So I've spoken a little bit about the fact that it is a hard subject, right? Mm. When you guys are watching the movie with the audience, are you watching the audience to see what their reception is like?
It's very interesting. When I was in London and Venice as well, watching the film, there's moments where the audience, you can kind of feel the impact that it has on them, because they don't have the understanding of the history of their army, you know. And there are a few of those same moments, the audience in South Africa would laugh at the same moment, because they have the context of the army and they might have a relationship to it. So there was a different response to that. But the most beautiful thing for me was when we were in London, after the premiere, there were a few South African guys who stood up and said, hi, this is my name, and I was in the army, and Axa Morphy. And they stood up in the audience, you know, in the theater, and felt that they now had the opportunity to stand up and say that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really powerful.
Yeah, super, super powerful. Mm. Jeepers. Where to next?
Yeah, no, the film is going to Mexico next week. I know the film's going to Australia as well in June, but the film has been traveling, and it's been to Norway, it's been to Palm Springs, Thessalonica in Greece, London, Venice, a lot of places. Yeah.
What's really exciting about a subject like this, and I don't want to put it into the same context, but I'm going to because it's quite niche. So I spoke with the ladies who'd created the movie about the Rhino War, right? Which is really, it's a really hard watch. It's really tough to watch because it's sad to see what's really going on in the world. And what was a very interesting thing to see was when the film was on circuit, you had people that were physically spending their money to go buy tickets to see the film. Mm. And they were interested to see it. But there was this whole other reaction when the movie became a little bit more mainstream and it went onto South African television. Because then all of a sudden you had the aunties and uncles that weren't buying the tickets, but they were physically sitting down and all of a sudden watching it without knowing that they were going to.
Yeah.
And that changes mindsets. I think that's going to be an interesting thing to see when it goes live on the South African television sort of circuit.
Mm.
Very exciting stuff. If people want to follow you, do you have social media handles? Where can they get more information about you once they've seen the movie? If they want to follow your Instagram with all your shirts off, where do they go?
Yeah, absolutely. You can follow the Instagram page and the Facebook page, and you can get all the information. And also the campaign that Oliver started with a few African celebrities, hashtag called the Morphy, which is incredibly powerful, and I would recommend you go and check that out.
Fantastic. We're going to put links to all of that at the bottom of this podcast. So if you guys want to see the trailer, if you want to see those powerful, powerful videos, like I said, some of the Jacaranda DJs also got involved, which is really powerful. And we'll put all those links underneath here so you can get that. Thank you for joining me on the Good Things Guy Jackpot. It's been incredible having you here.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
It's been amazing.
Nice.
Really. Thank you.
I'm excited. I'm actually going to close up today and I'm going to go watch the movie. I think that's my plan.
Great.
Thank you, and only good things.
Thanks.
I'm Brent Lindekew, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy, and you've been listening to Good Things Guy, a Jackpot podcast. For more episodes or to subscribe, rate, or review my podcast, go to iTunes, Iona FM, or Google Podcasts. Be kinder than necessary to yourself and each other. Thanks, and only good things.